This is Matt Graham with the MBS Live Market Update. The bond market is in a world of hurt over the past few weeks, with CPI on Wednesday of last week being the biggest departure from the recent trend. Although the recent trend had begun to break in the previous week, CPI took things to a new level. This was striking and interesting considering the fact that core month-over-month CPI only beat its forecast by 0.1%. And even then, if you go to the unrounded numbers, it was only 0.359, rounded up to 0.4. Certainly could have been a much higher unrounded number, and it would have been the same rounded headline. All that to say, there was an opportunity for the bond market to push back against the initial reaction by having second thoughts due to that lower unrounded number, or lower in the range of 0.4 results, but it did not take that opportunity. Instead, selling continued for the rest of the day, not helped along at all by a very weak 10-year Treasury auction. Sometimes we see those auctions sort of act to confirm the bond market is buying the dip in prices or buying the spike in yields, but no such luck this time. The 30-year bond auction the following day was less notable. It wasn't really much weaker at all, well within the realm of an average result, but only after yields had spiked pretty relentlessly through the course of the week. Things calmed down on Friday, but not for any particular reason. And then over the weekend, yields jumped yet again, very gradually though, which is interesting. Even though we had geopolitical headlines, there was no rapid spike in response to those. More geopolitical headlines this morning and some bond market movement, apparent bond market movement surrounding those, but nothing definitive because it also coincides with block trades at the CME, which are large privately negotiated trades that occur outside the normal exchange and often provide a little bit of thought leadership for other traders. But this morning's biggest, baddest piece of news for the bond market is a good piece of news for the economy, a strong retail sales report. Today's number came in at 0.7 versus a 0.3 forecast, and the previous report was revised up from 0.6 to 0.9. To make matters worse, things would have looked even better for retail sales if not for a meaningful decline in motor vehicle parts and dealers. That's the biggest category in the report by a small margin, and it was more than offset by a category that's nearly as big, which is non-store retailers, basically online spending, and that grew at 2.7%. The only real mitigating factor is that a portion of the gain was due to gas prices and it is not adjusted for inflation. So if gas prices are moving higher and people are buying the same amount of gas, the retail sales numbers will move higher, all other things being equal. But even factoring out the inflation adjusted impact, spending increased at non-store retailers at such a pace that the number would have beaten the forecast by quite a bit anyway. And if people are spending in online retailers, it is indicative of a relatively strong economy, generally speaking, and it continues to imply upward pressure on inflation, all of the things being equal. And inflation is the biggest, baddest thing that the rate and bond market could consider these days. So with that in mind, do we have any other economic data coming up this week that is going to have as much of an impact? As far as past precedent is concerned, no. There are no other reports that are on par with retail sales. As far as next week is concerned, we do get PCE inflation, but that hasn't been a big market mover recently because the market has done a majority of its response to inflation data based on CPI. If PCE were to come in lower than CPI, then it could moderate some of the damage. But otherwise, the trend is gradually higher in the bigger picture for yields, although that plays out with some sharp movements in the short term. And it will continue to be the trend until data pushes back in the other direction. If PCE doesn't do the trick, then we're waiting for the first week in May with a Fed announcement on May 1st, and then the jobs report 2 days later before getting the next dose of super big ticket information. That's going to do it for this week. Back to you.